shit. Let's go, it's game time, baby. Let's get this shit popping. Let's get that main screen. There you go, doggy dog. Hey, what is it?
Can I get
morning.
A moment of
Saturday
your
morning?
Yes, sir.
Okay, smoke okay. Rise and shine, motherfuckers. Let's go.
Guns, hooters got me on the run. Let me shine a little light. Can I get a moment of your time? Smoke a little, life's a game of chess. Drugs, guns, hooters got me on the run. Let me shine a little light. I grew up on the 50s, love my whole city. Got the little ones with me, I ain't going back to prison. House with a yard, I get my own unlocks, I walk my own yard. I'm Figueroa filthy, where I come from, dog, everybody's filthy. Get your hands dirty with them concrete burpees. Beer runs and licks, my heart was made, dog, with every single brick. Legend in my own, I get my little shine on. Got a house loan.
Son, I see you, my G. Broke with a mouthful. Bambi, I see you, girl. Everybody tapping in, love, respect, all that good shit, man. Saturday morning, baby, this is just the way we doing it these days, you know. When you working that Monday through Friday holiday and shit, back at it, you know, this is what we doing now, dog. We got a back-to-back podcast for you guys today. Yeah, let's pay some bills, man. How about that? Like, subscribe, all that good shit. Let everybody know we here, man. It might be a little early for some of you motherfuckers, but it's all right. You'll watch it in later on in the week. One thing about these podcasts is these podcasts grow legs, bro. They will grow. It grows. Hey, Peep Game, looking for some good quality cannabis? I mean, killer quality cannabis. Hit up the folks at Killer Kush. They specialize in bringing the best quality available from OG to exotic. They got it all, baby. Hey, follow them on Instagram at Killer Kush _ 420. And they got two locations. We got two locations right here. At True Organics Whittier. Follow them on at True Organics Whittier. I didn't edit the address, so I won't. Yeah. And they have another, Killer Kush has another location. This is where to get the Killer Kush products, baby, at East LA Exotics. All right. And that address is 6009 East Olympic Boulevard. All right. Our next sponsor, Roulette Printing, is your one stop shop for all your printing products. From start to finish, Roulette Printing will walk you through the printing process and get you the quality prints you need. Conveniently located in the city of Huntington Park off of Slauson and Maywood, baby. Yes, sir. Please Google and follow all their platforms. And that's at Roulette Printing. All right. Looking for the best criminal defense attorney in the city of Los Angeles? Look no further. Doug Sherrod is our guy, and he can be your guy as well. Mr. Sherrod used to be a federal prosecutor as well as district attorney for the city of Los Angeles. He didn't like the unfair politics on that side of the fence. Now he's going to bat for individuals that were wrongfully accused or just had a bad weekend. Sometimes we have a bad weekend. Don't have a bad weekend this weekend, because you know what that shit, man. You're going to have to call Doug Sheridan. If you need to call him and you decide to have a bad weekend, KingKongLawyer.com. KingKongLawyer.com. All right, Orange County, stand the fuck up. Gutter Phenom is a lifestyle brand that is dedicated to supporting and inspiring individuals who are determined to achieve their dreams. We believe that no matter where you come through and what you've been through, with hard work and dedication, anything is possible. I want you guys to visit gutterphenom.com, gutterphenom.com, and use exclusive code HoodStocks20 to receive 20% off your order today, baby. All right, Peep Game. We are also sponsored by La Conecta. La Conecta, it is a brand. It is a store out of Texas. Shout out to my boy, Danny. Go shop at La Conecta at shoplaconecta.com. Use HoodStocks20. Use Hoodstock to receive 20% off, baby. All right. We got a young warrior for you guys this Saturday afternoon, because it just turned noon. It's 12:06, baby. Everybody give it up for 19-year-old rising MMA star Lucas Brown. Let's go, baby.
What's up, man? How's everybody doing?
We are doing great. We're doing great, good, my boy, good. And thank you for making time and pulling up on us,
thank
man.
Thank you for having me here, man. I appreciate it. I greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. We need to start. There's something. We used to do this, bro. We used to highlight the young people coming up. Like, we've had professional skaters, you know. We've had some cool cats come on, and we need to do more of this. And I am really, really glad you're here. And let's talk about how you got here. You know, we were at the, Commerce Casino? Commerce Casino with, the Spar Stars MMA. And shout out to my boy, we were actually sponsors of that event right there. Anyways, they, Nito.
Yo.
The homies knew Nito.
Uncle Drew.
Yeah. Yeah, and they and so homie gets that Nito and says, "Hey, peep game, my nephew about to go up and fight for the belt. If he wins the belt, can he get an interview on Hoodstocks?" And I said, "Hell yeah, homie, here's my number." You know what I mean? So I gave him my number, but I said, "Hey, my boy, but if he loses, delete my number." I was being a dick and fucking around. You know what I mean? But anyways. Bro, so when you went up, we were just like, I felt like I knew you already. Like, we already had a connection. I had, you know, like, I wanted you to win, brother. I wanted you to win, and you showed up, and you showed out, and you got the belt. Show that belt right there, don't you? Show that belt, baby boy. Damn, homie.
Get it, baby.
That's a nice belt, bro.
There you go.
Oh, that shit heavy, too. That shit's real metal. And it got, that is quality made.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I thought it was going to be like one of those little fucking WWF Toys R Us things, you know what I mean? That's a nice belt.
Yeah, man. It's a great belt.
Do you take that belt with you everywhere you go?
Nah. Only the first 2 days, yeah. But after that, I left it at home.
Is it a pussy magnet? Be honest.
Nah, I don't think so.
Hey, you're a handsome guy. You don't need that belt anyways, right? Shit, stop playing with it. Well, that's amazing, brother, and congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That.
Appreciate that.
Bantamweight. What weight is that? That's your weight class, right?
That's 135.
135.
Yeah, 135 pounds. It's pretty light.
And you're 19 years old.
Yeah.
And you were fighting like a dude that was like 30 years old. That fool was like, "This little motherfucker ain't gonna beat me." And you just like pop, 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 pop.
Yeah.
You kicked him in the nuts twice, though. What was up with that?
No, I didn't.
I know, it's fucking dirty, though. I'm a dirty fighter, bro. I kick nuts. I pull hair, homie. You know, if I'm winning, bro, I'll give a wet willy to let him know now I'm fucking with you, dog. You know what I mean? Rub it in a little bit.
Yeah, man, street fights, no rules. No rules in a street fight.
Exactly, brother. Exactly. So I'd like to get into your story. You know, I'd like you to share your 19 years on this great earth that we live on, right? And so how would you begin your story? Because let me say this real quick, and I'm sorry for being long-winded, and you know, people always, the best way people can support you is doing these type of podcasts, bro, because then they connect with you, because now they know, they feel like they know you, right?
Yeah.
You know, so it's important. These stories are so important, brother. I got rap artists that come on here sometimes. I just want to talk about my rap music. I just want to talk about rap music. And you know what, dog? Maybe their rap music isn't very good, right? But if your story's great, then they hear your fucking rap music a whole lot different. And they're like, "Hey, you know what? That shit knock. He really saying what he's saying." You know, you feel what I'm saying,
yeah,
bro? So it's important. Stories are so important. And this Hoodstocks, that's what we about, baby. You know what I mean? Sharing young, old, individual stories, struggle, success, war, you know what I mean? You know, fighting and people, you know, they come together in the city right here, right? Then they're gonna support you. So how far back can you remember within your...
So, I mean, basically what like really got me into martial arts, I was about 8, 9 years old. My grandpa, he would watch martial art movies all the time, like Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan movies, and I would always like I would love like to watch them because I always loved fighting and stuff when I was growing up, and it caught my eye. And then around middle school is where, you know, I ran into a few bullies and stuff, and I was like, you know what, this is what I want to do because I want to hurt these people. I wanted to, like, you know, to defend myself, but really I just wanted to hurt them.
Who were you raised with? Who were you raised with? Were you raised with mom?
Mom, yeah.
Mom and pops?
No, my dad.
You don't have, so where's pops at, if you don't mind me asking?
He's around, you know, when I go visit him and stuff. He was in my life. It's not like he was completely out of my life.
Yeah, so you did have pops in the picture.
Yeah,
but mom is the backbone.
Yeah, mom is where I stay with, yeah.
There you go.
Most of my life.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, but grandpa was a big influence in your life.
He showed me like what martial arts was because he was a big fan of it too. So when he showed me, I fell in love with it since I was a toddler, basically.
And so grandpa loved martial arts because he loved the movies.
Like the movies and stuff, yeah.
So he felt like he knew martial arts from watching so many movies, right?
Yeah.
Same here, bro.
Pretty much.
I mean, Van Damme taught me everything I know, bro.
Van Damme,
Bloodsport, baby. Come on, dog. I just never could do the splits on the chairs. You see when that fool does the splits on the chairs, dog?
Yeah.
I tried it, but I look ridiculous, dog. I was like standing up on two chairs instead of doing the splits, you know? Yeah, so movies are great, bro. I love those old school movies. So you were raised up. If grandpa was putting you up on the game, then you were watching all those old school movies that I'm talking about.
Yeah, all those movies.
Yeah.
Kickboxer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great movies.
So go ahead, brother. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Oh, no. And then, I just got to the point where, you know, I just wanted to, I don't know, I just had a lot of anger from, you know, people, like, pushing me around and stuff in school. So I always wanted to do martial arts since I was younger. My mom really didn't want to put me in it. To this day, I don't know why.
She didn't want a baby to get hurt.
And so, I mean, if it was my choice, I would have been in, like, MMA boxing since I was, like, 8 years old. But I had to wait until I was, like, 14.
Okay.
So, you know, I had a few years to go by until I could actually start training to learn these skills. So, and middle school is where I started wrestling. Started wrestling when I was 11 years old. So that, and it's crazy with wrestling because I used to be a big fan of WWE.
Yeah.
So when they said, oh, we're going to have wrestling at school, I'm thinking it's going to be that. I'm thinking like, oh man, I'm gonna
you wanted to break a chair or something.
Yeah, and I go to try out, to join the wrestling thing, and I was like, this ain't WWE. What is this? And then, out of a few times going, I liked it. It was wrestling, and then picked up a few skills, how to take someone down, how to, you know, just to wrestle, and that just played along the factor into, you know, the MMA thing. Because if you guys see my fight, you know, I like to throw in takedowns. I like to strike, but I like to also throw in takedowns just to mix it up a little bit. Just to make it like a little bit more, what's the word? Amusing, if you say so.
Yeah.
And yeah, but that's really what started like me to want to do martial arts is for, you know, bullies and stuff, just to, you know, defend myself. And I just, and I always felt like since I was younger, like I was destined like to be something. Ever since I was like 8 years old, I just didn't know what it was. At first, I thought it was football, but as when I got older and I, like, I'm trying to play and, you know, these tall, faster, you know, black kids are
besting
me and stuff. And so I was like, you know what? Yeah, maybe same for me. The same for me. I got to find something else. And then,
well, you got to be real with it yourself, bro. Like, I always wanted to be a Laker, bro, right? You know, I always wanted to be a Laker. And I really thought I was going to be a Laker, especially when I was playing basketball in my backyard. You know what I mean? I was like, shit, I got this. I can't miss, you know? But you got to be real with yourself. And like you said, right? How many Mexicans are in the NFL? Are you Mexican?
Yeah, I'm Mexican and African-American.
Okay, yeah. That's where the brown comes from.
Yeah.
Okay, got you, baby. Okay, yeah, so you got to be real with yourself, and there's a lot of great fighters that are all races in MMA, bro. Yeah. So, hey.
Around the world.
That shows that we got a chance at that, right? Yeah. I wish that shit was around back in my day, baby. You know what I mean? Shit. You know, hey, to the wrestling, when you started wrestling, it's weird, though, because you, like you said, you thought it was going to be some WWE shit, right? Yeah. You're going to be flying off the ropes, you know what I mean? You know, showing out. But they put you in a position, right? In wrestling, they'll put you. Has anyone in here ever done like wrestling, like real, like high school wrestling? How they put you in a position, like where you're. I did it one time in the sixth grade. My mom put me in a Christian school in Pasadena, and they had a wrestling thing there. And I was like, fuck yeah, I'll do that shit, you know? But I had the same thing that I was thinking, the same thing you were thinking. You were thinking WWE, I was thinking WWF, but it's the same thing,
older times.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, what the fuck? I got to get on all fours. This fool's going to be under me. You know what I mean? And then we go? You know, like, what kind of shit is that? Do they still do it like that?
Yeah, yeah. It's called up or down position.
Okay. There you go, baby. There you go. So you excelled at that. You were good at it?
At the age I was, I was pretty good. I'd say I was pretty good. But I was still only young. I've just started. Now I'm getting better and better since I've been doing it for a while. Still learning, though, how to mix it in with MMA, like the strikes to mix with the takedowns instead of just straight-up shooting, you know, for takedowns. But I think I'm getting better and better. And one of my coaches is, a wrestler. He's, like, one of the best wrestlers. So shout-out to Antonio McKee. He's a, you know, great coach, and AJ McKee, his son.
Yeah.
They're a great team. A great team, man.
There you go, baby. There you go. You know what I want you to do? I want you to come over this way a little bit. Yeah, a little bit, brother. A little bit, because I don't want you to be cut off. There, right there. Try right there.
That's fine.
Yeah, because I want you to be in frame of the camera, because when my guy does clips, I want him to have you right there, baby. You know, we make adjustments as we go, doggy. You know what I mean? So you started MMA at 14, you said?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, junior high school, high school. You said you had to deal with bullying, and that kind of fueled your drive to fight.
Yeah.
Do you have siblings? Do you have cousins? Where were you raised up in? How about that?
I was raised in Downey.
Okay. Downey. And so what kind of elements did you have to deal with, you know, while you're going to school? Is there a lot of bullies? I mean, you got to worry about the gangster dudes, you know what I mean?
Like, no, honestly, like, I was always cool with, like, the people. Like, you know how in middle school you have little gangsters there. I was always cool with them. But the bullies were, like, the other kids. And some of them were the gangster kids. And that's honestly, like, well, I was like, oh, you know, fuck this dude. Like,
yeah,
he thinks he's hard. But, you know, I was, you know, a little frightened to do something because, you know, he was supposedly, you know, like that. So, it's crazy. Honestly, I'll tell you guys about my main bully. It's so crazy because my main bully in middle school is like one of my best friends now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's okay. Crazy. It's like crazy how the world works.
How did that work out?
All right. So this is how it worked out. So you know, I'm at school. I'll hang out with, like, the, you know, some of the hood dudes and stuff. Just try to be like that. And then I also had uncles, you know. So I was thinking, like, you know, maybe like, you know, streets, you know, it sounds cool, you know, it's fun going out, hanging with your homies, you know, doing stuff. So that's like from 13 to like 16, or yeah, 16, 17, that's what I'll do. Like, I'll just go kick it with my homies and stuff, you know. I kind of try to, like, go towards that life, which, you know, was a bad decision, but, you know, you live and you learn. So we end up being, I never joined the gang, but I was from a crew. And so we ended up being from the same crew.
Tang crew.
Yeah, so yeah. We were like, so we would beef it, and then we just, you know, whatever, like, and then we became, like, really close. And it was crazy. Like, he's, like, one of my best friends now.
That's dope, bro, that's dope. How accessible is it, you know, because I feel like this. I feel like some of these martial arts studios, they're fucking expensive as shit, bro.
Yeah,
you know,
they get expensive.
And I wish there was more within the city, you know, the inner city. There was more, you know, boxing gyms that just made it affordable for kids to go in there. Or if anything, fucking free, dog, you know. Stop playing with it, you know. And would you say fighting saved you from going down the wrong path?
Yeah, it really did, honestly. Because if I wasn't training or fighting, I think I would still be out there streets, you know, trying to be someone I'm not. I don't know, probably would have joined the gang or something, you know? So I feel like fighting saved me. Like, God put this as my destiny for a reason.
Let's go, baby. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, bro, because if you'd have went the other way, you'd have been sitting right here with some funky-ass face tattoos, homie. Right, Rick?
Man, all bad, big dog.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. There you go, right there, Rick.
Yeah, it's good stuff, big dog. I'm glad you're out there fighting, dog. We got to see your match at the Commerce Casino, watch you win the belt. Good stuff, bro. Glad you chose the right route. You know what I mean? Real talk.
Yeah, so when we went to the event last week, I said, motherfuckers, check it out, dog. Don't try it. Nobody start no fights with these motherfuckers because we don't know who the fuck's who, dog. Homie, I ain't going to go to this event, fool, and I'm going to fucking, there goes Lucky from Hoodstocks tapping out, homie, by the bar area. You feel me, dog? Like, if I connect, homie, I feel like I'm going to knock a motherfucker out because, you know, I got, you know, we've been down that road a couple times, you know what I mean? But nowadays, bro, you got to watch out because motherfuckers know that shit. That's the last thing I need to be doing is getting my ass whooped by a 19-year-old named Lucas Brown, bro. You feel what I'm saying? He was looking at my mama the wrong way, you know?
Fuck you, Lucky.
Yeah, bro. I'm fucking just like, Lucas! That's it.
I tap,
bro. Can you imagine a bunch of fucking cholos think they're all hard and they go to the Emmy event and they just get mopped the fuck up by kids? Hey, bro, it's possible. Yeah, so, I mean, fighting and being a part of a camp. You started MMA. I mean, did you graduated high school, right?
Yeah, I graduated I think in 2022. So
oh, good for you, brother.
2 years, yeah.
Good for you, man. And so is there a lot of competition with a lot of kids are still doing it even though it's the resources not all of them have the resources to get into these studios or dojos or whatever you call them.
MMA gyms.
There you go. Thank you, bro. Correct me as I go, you know what I mean? Because this is your field, not my field, you know what I mean? But I just love it, though. I love it. But, I mean, what has it taught you? You know, fighting, you know, you got to be responsible, right? Because there's a lot of dudes you can whip their ass, like an old-ass dude, whoop-de-whoop-woo and shit like that, you know? And you're like, fool, I'm going to knock your loke sideways right now, dog. They're on your face right now, but they're going to be fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have discipline, right? What has it taught you, fighting?
Honestly, yeah, a lot of discipline, self-control, and just, you know, it's crazy, you know, fighting just teaches you a lot more than what you would think. Like, it's just, It's kind of hard to explain.
Do you get nervous?
Like when I'm fighting, or
well, yeah, training? Yeah, when you're about to fight. When I mean, everybody gets nervous, right?
It's honestly my first. So this is what I always keep in mind. My first fight, when we did like our check, our heartbeats, they said like my heart rate was like it was like the first time they ever seen someone like so calm before fighting. So that kind of gave me a lot of confidence. Now like, all my fights, I just feel like I'm not nervous. I just feel like I'm used to it. Because my first fight, which I never done before, they said I was super calm. So my second, my third, and my fourth was just, I'm just calm, confident, just go in there and just do what I got to do.
That's a big thing, too. Because confidence. You know what? I hear a lot of, like, I listen to, like, a lot of, like, say, Joe Rogan, right? Yeah. Big MMA dude or UFC dude, right? And they say that there's guys that are really good in the gym.
In the gym. And when they get to the fights, the light show.
Bro, they fucking, yeah. No, they would you say a no-show?
Like the light show. Like the light show, what work you've been putting in and what you don't do, what you do. It's like an MMA saying, like, if you don't, whatever you don't do in the gym, when you go out there and fight, it's going to show like what you didn't do.
Okay.
What you didn't do right, what you should have done.
Yeah, for sure that too. But on the flip side, I've heard people talk about it, say there's dudes that are really badass in the gym, but when they get put in front of that spotlight, they're not that same dude no more.
They're not the same, yeah.
And so just back to your heart rate, your heartbeat, nice and slow, nice and easy. I mean, what do? Do you take a big bong rip before you go on there?
No, I just calm, you know, just breathe in, breathe out, meditate. I do a lot of meditating, you know, to strengthen my mind and my confidence. Just tell myself that I'm the best and, you know, no one's on my level.
And you are the best, brother. Nobody's on your level, big boy. You know what I mean? Hey, so meditating, like, you know, how do you do that?
I just go in my room, turn the lights off, and just sit on the ground and just close my eyes and breathe and just think that, tell myself that I'm the best, that, you know, God put me here for a reason, and just tell myself, like, why I'm destined to be here every day. I try to do it, like, every morning, and so that helps a lot.
You start your morning off with meditation?
Yeah, I wake up, I try to meditate, I stretch, and, yeah, and then, like, an hour later, I go to the gym every day, like, at 10:30 to 12:30, and then night training, I do, like, 7:30 to 8:30.
That's dope. Two times. You know what? I was reading a book one time. Unfortunately, it was in the L.A. County Jail. Wayside, and it was, and I got my hands on it. It was a book of chi, and and it's like I believe, if I'm saying it correctly, the chi is breathing exercises, you know, and you breathe in, and when you breathe in, and then when you breathe out, then you start, you in your mind, you're focusing, pushing everything out, say your toes, right? Have you ever read anything like that?
No. I'm not a big reader.
Are you a big reader?
I'm not a big reader, honestly.
I got some books for you, and I forgot to fucking bring them, bro. I got some books for you. They're the Art of War.
Art of War?
Yeah, Strategy. I might have some in here, and I left them in my living room. But I'm going to get you those books because I think they'll help you out big time. Even though you're not a big reader, I think you should find time to read these type of books. I'm gonna hook you up, bro, with fucking a stack of books.
Okay, man, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, you know, fighting is, I mean, well, how much mental is it from physical, if you can give it a percentage?
90% mental.
90% mental?
Physical, yeah. You have to, like, be just in. You can't be one foot out and one foot in. You just have to be in all the way. It's like, it's a lifestyle, you know? You can't just do it for a hobby and expect to be great. You gotta really do it, put in the work.
Unless you're like a freak of nature or some shit like that.
Yeah, but like my coach and my teammates tell me, they say that hard work beats talent. But what beats hard work with talent? You're unstoppable if you have hard work and talent. But if you're talented and you don't want to work hard, you're going to run to someone that works hard and that is talented.
And, is your grandfather around still?
Yeah, he's my roommate.
Oh, he's your roommate? What kind of roommate is he, bro? Be honest.
He's still
like a roommate, as in like you live in the same house or you share the same room?
Share same room.
Bro, that shit is classic, bro. Yeah. Like you share the same room as your grandpa, bro. Yeah. That's love right there. That, bro, cherish that as long as it is. Seriously, because sometimes it's probably like, man, fuck this old dude. You know? This dude has got gas. He's blowing this shit up, you know. Yeah. The snoring is fucking up my meditation. You know, there's probably just like a lot of like, there's a lot of fucking like cons from pros of being housed with it. How old is he?
He's, I think, 57.
Oh, okay, he's not that old then. He's not that old, bro. He's not that old. Yeah. But that's just super cool, bro, that you get to, you know, and he's probably loving everything you're doing.
Was he
there at the fight the other day?
Yeah, he was there.
You had a crew, bro.
Yeah.
You had a crew. You had a crew of people just going crazy, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, always bring a good crowd with me when I fight.
Absolutely. And so just... like when you have coaches that navigate you through the MMA world, right? They line the fights up for you. I mean, it's important to have the right people on your team to make sure you make the right moves and not take the wrong fight, right? Yeah. I mean, there could be wrong fights that you can take. Is that safe to say?
That's the thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Take the wrong fight. It could be a right fight. It could be a right fight, but wrong timing, you know?
Yes. So. The right fight... but the wrong timing. Like, say if you have an opportunity to fight somebody big and really, really good, well, maybe you're not ready for that yet.
Yeah.
And that could potentially be the wrong timing, you know, and you got to have people to protect you, bro.
Yeah.
Protect you, because there's probably some janky ass fools that are coaches or leading other fighters, and they just throwing them out to the wolves, bro.
Yeah. I hear that a lot, yeah.
You hear that a lot?
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah, it's a dirty game, huh?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite fighter?
So my favorite fighter right now, I just got to go, because I try to fight like him. He's my teammate, AJ McKee.
Okay.
He's like, he's great, man. He's a great fighter. He's been training since he was like five, six years old, so he's just good. But my favorite fighter of all time, I just got to go with Conor McGregor for what he's done, how his style was. You know, his prime was just great. It was great. And he opened MMA to a lot of eyes when he became really big.
Honestly, bro, no bullshit, that's my favorite fighter too, Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Because I just felt like, you know what, I felt like me and him were just we had similar personalities maybe a little bit, you know? Like, I didn't have the skill set in fighting, not at all, right? But I think a lot of us gravitated towards his personality, bro, and then the way he came up. I mean, anybody that was ever in his prime that was ever against Conor McGregor, you're just a fucking hater, bro, straight up. But when in his prime, and even today, I don't know how much I want to see him fight now, because I think he has just made so much money. And
hungry no more.
Yeah, he don't got the same drive like you know, like you got, right?
Yeah.
You know, how do you feel about the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight?
I just feel like, you know, I don't hate Jake Paul. I just don't like that he's doing that, like, against Mike Tyson. Like, you know, he's pushing 60. Like,
let's go,
and
dog.
He says he wants to be like a pro boxer. I mean, I believe he could do it. He knows my coaches, and he's done like videos with my coaches before. So it's not like, you know, we hate him, but like, I just felt like he shouldn't be fighting Mike Tyson, even though he's Mike Tyson. Like, he's, you know, he's 60 years old against like what, like 24, 25.
Where's Jake the respect Paul. At, bro?
Yeah.
Where's the respect at? There's got to be a line where you just, like, you got to have, like, some type of, like, morals, respect, bro. I mean, Dana White doesn't like that either. Dana White doesn't want Mike Tyson fighting, period. Yeah. When Mike Tyson was going to fight someone else, Dana White was like, nah, don't do that. You know.
When he fought Royce Jones Jr.?
I don't know who he's fighting. It might have been that, but he said, Mike, I get you a gig. You need money? I get you a gig, bro. I get you the money. Mike, don't fight. You've already been great. You've given us great things. Like, I love Mike Tyson, one of my favorite all-time boxers. I think a lot of the guys around my age and younger and older, whatever, they feel the same way, because the dude was a...
Mike Tyson was my favorite, like, heavyweight legend. Of all time.
Legend, yeah, right?
Legend, bro.
Legend.
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, all these
Punch-Out, yeah, bro. Nintendo.
Yeah, goes back, but I think he's just has to be money, dog. It has to go down to money, because... he doesn't need to be up there fighting. Not right now. Not saying he don't got it. It ain't like it's something you lose. But he's just kind of old to be up there fighting. Not saying he don't have a shot to win. But it's still like, it has to be money, dog. Has to be money.
Yeah, man.
There's no way around it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I was seeing Mike Tyson's videos of him training right now.
In the pads?
Yeah, and he's
good. He looks jacked, but... you
know. Yeah, he's got all the good fluids going through his veins right now, bro. That motherfucker
is... he's a beast.
That boy is fueled up, bro, for a fucking dude pushing 60 to still be able to pop like that and still do that little peekaboo style he does and the way he moves and he switches directions. I mean, do you pay attention to that stuff? Yeah. Like for boxers? I know you're MMA, yeah, but you know the way Mike Tyson moves, just, yeah, that is nuts, bro.
Like, it's amazing movement, like how he would hit. He would barely get hit sometimes when he would do that, like back in his prime. It's great.
It put other boxers, opponents of Mike Tyson in weird positions. Yeah, because all of a sudden he flipped his feet, and all of a sudden he's on the side of you, and all of a sudden you're on the fucking mat. You know what I mean? That's a problem, bro. Yeah. I don't want to fight that dude. I don't want to fight no street dude that knows how to move his feet like that. Like, I can't even dance, bro. You know what I mean? Like, let's put our feet in two buckets of concrete, and then we're going to go at it. So how many fights have you had?
I had four, and I've won all four.
You've won all four. And is this in your professional career now?
No. I'm still amateur right now.
You're still amateur. Yeah. When does professional career start? Put us up on
some
game.
It really starts once, like, my coach thinks I'm ready. But he says once I'm, like, 21, 22, I could go pro, which I have plenty of time. You know, I'm barely 19. So I still have about two years until I go pro. And that's when it really matters. All, you know, this amateur record, it matters just the way, like, the show for other big promotions, like Bellator, PFL, UFC. So when they see I'm undefeated, they'll, you know, want to have me on there. They'll try to recruit me, basically.
Yeah.
So it kind of matters in a way, but in the long run, the amateur career really doesn't matter. So
we know somebody that knows Dana White, don't we? Don't we know somebody that knows Dana White? We got to get this. We know somebody that knows Dana White, right?
I'm not sure, big dog. Not me.
Who?
The homie.
The homie, fucking Matt.
Oh, Matt knows Dana? Yeah, he does. That's
bro,
a fact.
We gotta get him in that house, bro.
Yeah.
The contender house or something like that? Yeah. That'd be sick. Would you do something like that?
Yeah, of course I would, man. It'll be great. It'll be cool. I always said, like, I'll do that.
We gotta reach out to that fool. He's a sponsor of the podcast, and he's been on this podcast several times. He calls him Uncle Dana.
You know?
Big Matt, dying to see me.
Yeah, dying to see me. We'll holler at him and see if we can. I mean, no promises, but I'm just thinking out loud, bro. We fucking whatever we can do. So when you're in that, you've had four amateur fights.
Amateur fights, yeah.
Okay. And so when you get a belt like this, obviously it's just it's kind of a competition. It's an amateur competition for bantamweight, and you get awarded a belt, right? Have you only fought in the, what is it, the spar? What is it again?
Sparsers MMA?
Yeah.
No, the fight that just passed, that was my first time fighting there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did you get into that? I'm wondering how that worked.
Okay, so... So, I was supposed to fight in, January 27th?
Yeah.
I was supposed to fight way back in January, and the card got, postponed because a lot of people caught COVID, fighters were pulling out, so they didn't have enough fights to continue the card. So then they pushed it to March 2nd, and then March 2nd came, and literally, like, the day before, like, the fights, Friday morning, they text all of us saying that there's a possibility of the card being canceled because the city's not allowing, where we're going to have the fights, they're not allowing, like, the building to have the fights, they're sanctioning the fights. It was, like, I think, like, city politics stuff going on in there. I don't really know too much, but from what I heard, they weren't going to let us have the fights. So they tried, what the best they could do to get a hold of the mayor, try to let the fights happen. But then, it didn't happen. And then I guess they got the promotion I fight for. They got in contact with Spar Stars and asked them if they could move some of the fights over there. The fights, that happened last week. And they said, yeah. And then I was one of them. So
that's dope, bro. And they do it big, huh?
Yeah, I liked it, man.
They got that camera popping down. Yeah. And they really, highlight you, bro. And then the crowd was big. I really love what what they're doing right there.
I can't wait to go back, man. It was a good experience.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm looking forward to going back to that as well and watching some more fights. When it comes to being disciplined, you're 19 years old. Obviously, this is the career path you're taking. Is there anything else that you like to do outside of this?
Honestly, not really. Like, this is all I do. Like, I mean, I play video games, but that's who doesn't play video games at my age? Yeah. But all I do really is I get up in the morning, go to the gym, and I go train for 2-3 hours, and I come home, I sleep, I get up, eat, play my game, and then I go right back to the gym. And really, it's like a repeat thing every day. Eat, sleep, train, repeat. That's what I do.
Okay. And so how do you have a nutritionist, or do you have a, you know, someone that helps you out with your diet?
No, I just, I really like, not really. When I cut weight, when I lose weight, I literally just eat chicken, steak, ground beef, rice, tortillas, like
okay,
fruits, like very little stuff, like every, like for like a good month, 2 months maybe. So I just switch the foods around so it's not boring. I don't eat the same thing every day.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really have a nutritionist and all that. I'm gonna get one soon. So that I could get my body like more, like physique, you know.
Yeah. What besides Mike Tyson, some of the fighters that are fighting right now, what are some of your favorite boxers right now?
Boxers. I mean, I like Gervonta Davis. He's cool. Bad, huh? He's bad. Yeah. Yeah. He has that knockout power. He's a good boxer. Who else? Shakur's good too. His last fight, people are like, about him because he was kind of running around everywhere. But I mean, you can't knock him down. He's still good. I mean, Ryan Garcia is cool. I just feel like he's one-dimensional. All he has is a left hook. He doesn't really have a lot of defense. He doesn't have a footwork. And that showed when he fought Tank. Like, Tank really just
he gave him that liver shot, right?
Hit him, and he waited. And he's so predictable with his left hook that when he threw it, Tank just ducked and hit him and knocked him down. So he could get good with the right coaches. I mean, I think he did a big mistake leaving Canelo's team.
Yeah.
I think that was, like, one of the biggest mistakes he could have ever made. But again, I don't know what's going on over there. So
seems like he's got some mental things going on.
Mental issues, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I always say, like, I think being a fighter, to want to do that with your life, and I mean boxing, before I say that, boxing is a far more like damaging to your body than MMA. Everyone thinks MMA because you get elbowed, you get kneed and ground and pound and stuff. But in reality, boxing, you get hit to your head and your body like nonstop. That's all that happens. And let's say you get knocked down by a big punch, you get 10 seconds to get up, and you get knocked down again, and you could get up and, you know, ongoing. MMA, you get knocked down and hit the dude with 2-3 punches, the ref will call it, and the fights, you know, end fast. So in boxing, it's more brain damage. It's more like CTE to your head and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a lot of people don't understand.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. When you're in the octagon and you got an opponent in front of you, you know, obviously you're calm. And when I was watching you, you seemed like you were pretty calm. You were composed. I seen you got hit. You know, you were giving dude the business, but you got hit with a couple good ones too. That's what happens when you fight, right? They're gonna get a couple in, you know. But it seemed like you, and I was watching you, and you just, you know, it didn't seem like it rattled you, bro. Uh-huh. It seemed like you just still stayed calm, and you got back into your business, your game. You know, when you have an opponent in front of you, I mean, what's going? You're just looking for different windows.
You know, one thing I'm trying to learn how to do is read a lot, because when we watched my fight, my dude ducked a lot, and I could have threw a lot more knees, body shots, or uppercuts. I was throwing a lot of uppercuts, but just to read more. But when someone's in front of me, I just try to, like, literally look into their soul. You know, when we do face-offs, like, I even listen to Mike Tyson. He says, I look at my guys until they look away. When they look away, like, you got them, because they're scared. And so I just stare them down until they look away. And when I walk in the octagon, I just look at them the whole way until they ring the bell for us to start fighting. You know, I don't really try to take my eyes off of them. So
I see the way you're looking at me right now, too, bro. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you're reading me right now, bro. I ain't good at staring contests, bro. I blink, bro. You know, but I see some fighters sometimes, and I'm just like, he's going to blink any minute right now. And then motherfuckers just, you know, I was like, damn, bro.
Got him.
Yeah. That's next level shit right there. Hey, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Lucas Brown, baby. We're going to pay some ads real quick. We'll be right back, all right? Let me do this right here, guys. Let's see. Pay some ads. Take a quick break. Nick, you got to put it on me, bro. Let's do it like this. Pay some ads real quick. I want to give a big shout out to our personal private jeweler, D.Leo the Jeweler. He's done all of our custom hood stocks, pendants. The dude is a G. I've known the boy since he was 5 years old, man. The boy's coming up in the game. This, if you got, you know, your brand, anything you want your lady's name, you know, whatever, bro, like, the dude does all the custom, the casting, all the 3D design, the polishing, the diamond setting. The boy is badass. He's coming up in the game, and I want you guys to support him. If you'd like to, you know, get a good price, get a quote from him, reach out him on Instagram, hit his DM at d.leodajeweler. All right. Prepare for blast off and embark on an interdimensional journey of self-discovery and exploration like never before. Introducing the exclusive Rick and Morty Interdimensional Gum as your passport to inner realms of consciousness. Unlock your mind, eye, and allow your senses to finally come alive without the strings that strain our perception of the world. With Rick and Morty gummies, you can experience all this and more. Hey, you guys reach out. You guys know what it is. There's mushrooms in it, baby. You know what I mean? And it's going to be on the CVS shelves soon. It has helped me a lot with my, rewiring of my mental. And you can holler at them on Instagram at Rick and Morty Gummies Official. All right, businesses, you need stickers to promote your brand. Well, here's our sticker plug. All right, this is our sticker plug. Graphic Joe is our guy. Nothing but quality. Construction hard hat certified. Hey, peep game. Contact Graphic Joe at Graphic Joe. What is that at? At Graphic Joe on Instagram. And matter of fact, go to his website, and that's graphic-joe.com. Use Hoodstocks, and you will receive $50 off your order of $100 and more. All right, Hoodstocks is sponsored by Lux Tattoos, best black and gray work in the city. Place your appointment now on Instagram at Lux_tattoos, at Lux_tattoos. And we are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Lucas Brown. We might open the phone line, too. All right, let's go. Check 1-2-1-2. Hey, P-Game, so we're going to open up the phone lines. Yeah, we got you. We're going to open the phone lines for you guys. You guys want to call in, holler at the young champ right here, rising star out of Downey, California, Los Angeles, stand the fuck up. Hey, baby, we got to support. We got to support the young, these young kings right here coming up, man. That's what we're doing today here on Hood Stocks, baby. Cuzzo, would you get off your phone and fucking... Jesus, fool, that fool's on Tinder right now or something. I just seen him going like this.
Swipe.
That fool needed.
Going on yesterday's concert, dog.
You need a date tonight, bro? I'll go out with you, dog. No, I'm just fucking with you. No, he's not looking for that. I'm just fucking around, guys. Bop, bop, bop. That's good right there. That's good right there. Hey, so the phone lines are up right now. Everybody hit that like. Run those likes up for the young champ right here. And so, man, the future is bright for you, man. And you've made, and I just want to congratulate you on just, you know, staying the course and not falling off, man. Because a lot of the guys in this room right here, like, we fell off into a whole different realm and a different world. And we lost a lot of years of our life by making the wrong decisions. You know what I mean? I'm one of them. You know what I mean? Rick's one of them, too. He out from out 15 years out the feds, you know, 16 years out the feds, you know. You know, we just encourage young motherfuckers like yourself, baby, you know what I mean, to just
do right.
Do right, dog. Hell yeah. I mean, all that bullshit that's on, you know, to be going around, it's still going around these days, too. I mean, you got to fucking bob and weave and duck and die from that bullshit, because you're going to have a lot of bullshit coming your way. Yeah. Do you got a girlfriend?
No, I don't got a girlfriend.
Damn, baby. Shit. Target practice. That's what I call that, dog, you know what I mean? You know, I don't know if I call that or not. I'm just saying. But when you're single, you know what I mean? You know, shit, it's open game. But, you know, it's probably not a high priority on your list.
No.
That's good. Because that's always been number one on my list, bro, for some reason, bro. You know what I mean? You know, but with that comes, you know, bad decisions, yeah, bro. You know, and it's a two-way street. Because I was the bad decision on her behalf. You feel me? You know, but, you know, you got to be responsible. And, you know, you said you're not a big reader, but I'll tell you this. Let me tell you this. So I went to 6 years of school recently and completed it, right? And it was the best thing that I've ever done in my life because it helped me be more calculated. It helped me a lot of different things, you know, making decisions in life, you know. But I think schooling is really good, you know. And maybe you should, you know, take a class or so, and you know, just to keep it going, baby. Keep it going. Because that shit's a muscle too, bro.
Yeah, the brain, yeah.
The brain is a muscle, doggy. Don't play with it, bro. And, but anyways, I mean, what kind of music you like?
You know, I like rap. I like hip-hop and stuff. But I like to listen to, like, Rod Wave type of music, Lil TJ. I don't know if you guys know who they are because they're more my generation.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like... music that I like to relate to and stuff, like talk about life and stuff, like J. Cole. I like to listen to it, like Kendrick Lamar, music like that.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. I feel it. Yeah. I mean, but motherfuckers that are really saying something, right?
Yeah, people that are like talking, not just yapping.
Does it get you pumped up when you're like in the, you know, training or you got your headphones on, you're working out?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you lift weights?
No, not really. I try to do more aesthetics more than lifting.
Calisthenics?
Lifting weights, yeah, because lifting weights kind of get you, like,
gets
if you do
stiff.
It wrong, you get stiff, you get slow, and my coach tells me I need to, like, do workouts where I can keep my speed and stuff without getting all slow and stiff.
Yeah, well, you ever see those, bro, check it out. You ever see those fucking swole-ass dudes?
Yeah.
Bro, those are the easiest dudes to whip their ass, bro.
They're slow, they can't.
Yeah,
they got
bro,
no movement.
They can't even wipe their ass, bro. You feel me? How you gonna fuck me up, you know? You can't catch me, homie, you know? but yeah, for sure. That makes sense. Because you're not worried about fucking, I mean, you probably do a lot of strength conditioning.
Yeah, a little bit. Not too much, you know, but I'm going to start. I'm just like, now that, you know, I feel like I'm a champ, I have to get my workouts and strength training to like a next level. So I'm going to start doing a lot of strength training, like more calisthenics and stuff to get me like really in shape.
You ever do burpees?
Yes and no. It depends on. Sometimes my coach does. Sometimes he doesn't. It's very rare. But yeah, I've done them a few times.
Yeah, I mean, when you train 2 times a day, what is the difference in the training from morning to the evening?
The training in the morning is more advanced. You know, it's 2 hours long, but it's like a real, like, from the start to finish, we're just going. You know, we don't really get breaks. We're drilling, we're sparring, we're just doing anything to get better. At nighttime is more of like the, to hit like the, I don't know, like empty spots that we're missing, to go over more stuff, you know, more drills really. And yeah, that's really what it is. The morning is it's the real training, and then at nighttime drill training too, but that's more of like to the clean up and get like the technique really done.
Yeah,
like extra work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so with this, the team that you have, I mean, you're a part of that team. Are you signed to these dudes? Or?
No, it's I'm just a part of the team. You know, I just pay my gym dues and I go.
Oh, you pay your gym dues?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do gym dues cost?
Mine's is like cheaper from a lot of the MMA gyms. Mine's only like $140 a month.
$140 a month?
Yeah. So for high level MMA, that's like pretty cheap compared to other MMA gyms.
Do you have any sponsors?
Yeah, I have a few. You know, shout out to Apish and shout
oh, you
out
got Apish?
Yeah.
You got Apish?
Yeah. Jimmy was gonna pull up over there.
Yeah, shit! Okay,
yeah,
that's a homie right there. Yeah,
oh man,
he looked out. OG.
Yeah, good. Talking that again, Rick.
Yeah, it says salute to Jimmy Apish OG. You already know.
Okay. Oh, you got the big dog on the team, then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what's up. And so you got Apish, and who else you got?
I got one of my homies at Smog Center Car Shops. Shout out to him. And one of this little company I kind of work for is called Wine Honeycombs. You know, I work for them on the weekends sometimes. They just give me a little extra money. They like do like events, like fairs and stuff, and they just let me go over there and work with them. You know, help me out with, you know, money and stuff. So I appreciate them for that. Yeah.
So sponsors are kind of important right now in your come up, right? Because it helps you, financially, it helps you be able to, you know, do what you do and train, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
It helps out a lot, yeah.
Potentially one day will help you getting out of grandpa's bedroom.
Yeah.
You're like, motherfucker, you ain't leaving me.
I think grandpa's in
grandpa
the chat.
Invaded.
Oh, he invaded?
He's on the live.
I think, yeah, he grandpa's in the chat.
Ooh, is he in the chat?
Yeah.
Grandpa.
He's Fidel. He's in the chat.
Grandpa, don't let me find out grandpa's on the top bunk. He's like, you little motherfucker got me climbing this ladder to my bunk.
Salute grandpa on the chat.
Salute to grandpa, man. Does grandpa give you a lot of like, is he, would he, you consider him the male figure in your life?
Honestly, I don't know. I never really had a male figure, like one that I, like, honestly, my male figure.
You're breaking your grandpa's heart right
now. Yeah, I love my grandpa. I love my grandpa.
You're about to get some hate. He's about to start fucking.
Nah, he, you know, because of him is where I'm at right now, and that's what I give him his props for. But, like, the person I look up to, honestly, is, like, my coach. My coach is a great, great person. Like,
and what's his name one more time?
Is it Antonio McKee?
Antonio McKee. Let's get this phone call right here. Yeah, shout out to Antonio. Let's go right here. Bob, you're on Hoodstocks. Talk to us, baby.
What's up, Lucky?
Who's this? That fool's phone just cut out on him, dog.
Damn. Android.
You there? Call back, my G. Call back, dog. Yeah, that Metro.
Metro.
You still got one of the last Obama phones around. This is right here. Hey, you're on Hoodstocks. Talk to us, baby.
Hey, what's up, Luck? How you doing, man?
Doing good. Very well, brother. Who are we talking to?
We're talking to Drew. What's up? You got Luke with you?
What's up,
you
know, Drew?
You eating my bro? Hey, I'm eating my bro. I'm right there next to you, big dog. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, say that again, my boy.
I hope eating my brown is right next to you, big dog. Because he's eating motherfuckers up like it ain't nothing.
Hey, hell yeah, you was, dog.
That's right.
Thank you, brother, for calling in, man. And thank you for, you know, just making this shit happen right here, dog.
Oh, all day. What'd you say? What'd you say? Lose the number if you don't win?
Yeah.
That's right, Papa. Way to handle, homie. Every fight you come to play, baby.
Huh?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you can hear me.
What's up, Theo? Oh, I guess you can't hear me.
He can hear you. Go ahead. Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, I popped up, man. You made it happen, so I appreciate you for keeping your word. But hey, you got a real one next to you. Get ready. Eat him up, Brown. Ain't nothing to play with.
Yes, sir.
That's dope when you got Theos like that, fucking just pumping you up and giving you that confidence. Hey, you know, them words.
Hey, much love. I got to get back to work, but I hooking my nephew up.
All the time, baby.
Thank you for producing, and let's handle, homie.
Yes, sir. Have a good day at work, brother. Thank you for calling, dog. Hey, you're on Hoodstocks. Talk to us.
Hey, let's get this guy one-on-one with Playboy Eddie, pay-per-view.
We don't want to do Playboy Eddie like that, fool. I would say that Lucas would fucking knock his teeth out, but he ain't got no teeth to get knocked out, dog. You know? Can't do Playboy Eddie like that. Playboy Eddie would be starting pop-locking and... Yeah, you guys are wrong for that shit, dog. Want to see Playboy Eddie get fucked up by a 19-year-old fool, dog. You know what I mean? It's some dude we got on here. He's an old school pop locker, bro, and they want to see him get fucked up, dog.
That's crazy.
It would be funny as fuck, though, dog. Honestly, I would enjoy it, bro. I would really enjoy it.
Like you would pay for it.
Yeah, 100%. And regarding to sponsors, too, bro, I was thinking that maybe I can get together with my sponsors, baby. And we can figure out something and work something with you to help sponsor you too.
Yeah,
bro.
Man, of course, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely, brother. Absolutely. You know, because we'd like to see a fucking your shorts, bro, with the fucking Hoodstocks on that bitch, dog. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, we wanna support you, bro. And at the same time, you have the flag on you too. You feel me? You know, I think it would go. It would be a good look for both of us, bro. You know, so most definitely, I'd like to outside of here sit with you and just think about things, and I'll get at my sponsors, bro, and or maybe I'll get at my sponsors and we'll just pitch you what we got and what we're thinking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it obviously, it would be a money thing. You know what I mean? And just flag the brand. That's it, baby.
Yes, sir, of course.
Easy work, right?
Easy
work, dog. What's your favorite food? What kind of food do you like, dog?
Favorite? All right, so my favorite food is, I like pizza.
Pizza. Oh, I seen you eating that. I seen you on your Thea's post after the fight. There was boxes of pizza, and I think there might have been some chicken right there too.
No, I don't think.
Maybe I was thinking maybe if you'd invited me, I'd have brought the chicken. I mean, I don't know. But pizza, yeah.
Yeah, after every fight, I just get pizza because when I'm losing weight, because I don't eat junk food for like a good 2 months, 1 month and a half. I don't love to eat, so it sucks. So right after my fights, they usually get pizza for me, and I just go all out.
Yeah, and pizza's the worst a fighter can be eating, huh? Because it's all the carbs, the fucking crust, bro.
Yeah, the carbs, but yeah.
What kind of pizza? What do you like in your pizza?
Honestly, I'm regular. I like just cheese or pepperoni. Maybe sausage, but all the other stuff, I don't like all the other stuff. Nah, I can stay out.
I'll say my go-to pizza would be the pepperoni, the pineapple, and the jalapenos. I think that's my shit right there, dog.
I don't think pineapple belongs on pizza.
Oh, you tripping, dog. That shit is my... I always like the sweet and the sour, the sweet and the pop of the jalapenos,
Yeah.
I don't know. Every 2 weeks is on, Let's get this next phone call. I believe they are calling out of... We'll find out where they're calling out of. Hey, you're on Hoodstocks. Talk to us.
Let's get this guy one-on-one with Casey.
This dude will fucking eat Casey up, fool, like a bowl of Cheerios, dog. That's all he said. He hung up.
Who's Casey?
Casey is a dude that is putting a lot of great work right here at Hoodstocks, And, he's not here right now. But a lot of guys would like to see him get fucked up too, I think. You know what I mean? But just for comedic purposes, bro. You know what I mean? And it would be funny too. Can you imagine Casey in the octagon with this dude right here, bro?
Bad time.
Yeah, it would be. You can probably fuck up a lot of grown dudes.
Well, all the people I fought have been way older than me. Everyone's been like 28, 30, 31. So, now at first, I was a little nervous. I'm like, oh, man, I'm only 18, I'm 19, about to fight these, grown men. But after, I beat them, and I'm like, okay, well, I can just keep doing this. And then my last dude, I just that gave me all the confidence in the world, because he was already like 31, 32, and I kind of, I don't like how they said split decision. I think I beat him the whole fight. I think I won all the rounds, but they said split decision.
So when they say split decision, obviously there's a split in the decision, yeah. right? You know, one judges, but there's a winner, right?
Yeah.
But there's a winner. So when it says split decision, it means there's a split in the cards, but there is a winner.
Yeah.
But when if you win all the rounds, then what do they say?
It's a unanimous decision.
That's what you wanted to hear, yeah. huh? Yeah.
The last judge was like all the way his way, though. I think it was, what was it, like 27 to 30 or something like that?
No, but
it was just one of the judges liked what he was doing. It was kind of close.
Yeah.
But, like, overall, like, I think, I mean, I was sitting right there, right in the front. You know what I mean? Felt like you dominated most of the
Yeah, I mean, I landed the more strikes. I took him down quite a few times, yeah. you know. Even though he kind of put pressure on me, I was still, like, hitting him while going backwards and stuff. So I was still hitting him. And I didn't really have that much ground control time, because after I took him down, I was like, nah, I'll just let him get back up. I'll take him down again later.
Yeah,
so, I feel like I should have won a unanimous decision, but, I mean, whatever. I still won.
I think most of the fights they did there that night, they were putting most of them at a split decision.
Yeah, I noticed that. A lot of champion fights were like a lot of split decisions.
They were trying to like give people like the benefit of the doubt. But clearly, like us sitting there, we seen you took them down, dog. Like you were dominating that fight. We're yeah. like, okay. You know, at one point you were like right in front of us. I seen you like looking around. We're like, you were on top of them. Like, clearly, like, yeah. you know what I'm saying? Like, you were the aggressor on the fight.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. There was no, like, oh, well, maybe, or, you know? Like, we knew you were going to win once you started fighting. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we were there rooting for you, no lie. But
appreciate it.
Watching it all, you know? Like, you were there dominating the fight, dog. Like, to be honest. Yeah, from at least my point of view, you know?
Yeah, so, yeah, I felt like I dominated most of the fight, for sure, which I was kind of confused. If you looked at my face, I looked at my coach when they said split decision, because I was like, I thought I won all the rounds. So when they said split, it just kind of messed my mind. I knew I won because I landed, you know, everything more. Even his face was more damaged than mine's. So yeah. I knew I won, but, you know, I was scared a little bit. You know, what if there's a robbery, you know, so it was messing with me a little
clearly
bit.
Clearly you had that fight. I mean, most of the, like, every round, you were dominating. There wasn't, like, okay, on this round, this fool got over on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you're young. You're still coming up, dog. You're doing good, dog.
Yeah.
You know, salute to you, dog.
Thank you. I appreciate
and everything
that.
You're doing, homie.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Hey, do you feel, when you're in there with, like, you were with this last fight, bro, you were in there with that dude that was, you know, you said he was, like, 32 years old, you're 19 years old. I mean, do you feel they got a thing called grown man strength,
grown
right?
Grown man strength, no, yeah.
He didn't have that?
All the people that I fought, like, the dude before him, he looked pretty jacked on Instagram and stuff, so I thought, like, you know, he was going to be strong. But once I wrapped my hands around his body and stuff, he just
you feel it.
Yeah, and I just felt like he's not strong at all. And he was hitting me. His punches like had no power. So that's when I started like just going off on him, and then I took him down and I just submitted him in the first round. So
let's get this phone call and we'll talk more about that. Hey, you're on Hoodstocks. Talk to us, baby. You're live.
Lucky.
Yes, sir.
You know who this is?
No.
Oh, you motherfucker.
You haven't
saved my number, have you?
I haven't saved your number.
C-, homie.
Oh, C-. What's up, my G? How you doing, brother? I'm going to save your number, dog. I'm going to save your number. What's your number?
909-919-44. Hey, shut your ass up. You fucking damn rude.
Send them dick pics now.
Hey.
I get some weird pictures sometimes.
You didn't know, homie. Hey, I work for FedEx, bro. I know where you're at, too, dog. That was my homie that delivered your pad. I'm just playing. Hey, where are my stickers at, fool?
Oh, okay. Where you at right now, fool?
I'm actually naked in the shaving my head.
Naked shaving your head. That's a little too much information, sir, you know? I'm going to send Lucas Brown over there to fucking submit you in that bathroom.
Oh, no, not naked. Not naked.
Hey, not naked.
Put your thantarons back on, dog. Hey, C-minus, I got you, my boy. I apologize. It's been busy. And if you're around the East Los Angeles area right now, I'll give them to you right now, baby. You know what I mean? So just send me a text message right now, all right?
All right.
All right, brother. Hey, what do you think of that young homie right here, dog?
Hey, no, I just tapped in, bro, just right now.
Okay.
But, hey, I'm going to continue to listen. I just literally tapped in.
Say less, baby. Appreciate your support always, brother. And shout out to all the truckers community. Keep this country rolling, brother. You know what I mean? Keep us supplied up. Love you, baby.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro. All
right, big up.
All right. Mother didn't even want to talk to you. He's like, where my stickers at? He's like, fuck,
fuck you, Lucky. Where's my shit?
Yeah, yo, rent's due, motherfucker. Fuck, dog. Our audience right here, and I've started since the beginning. I've always had, like, they talk a lot of shit, bro. You know, they talk a lot of shit, and you know, I support that though, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You should be able to, hood stocks, baby. You know what I mean? Talk your shit, call in, talk your shit, you know? I mean, if you're around anybody that you can ever tell the dude, like, fuck you, then, you know what I mean? You're around the wrong people, dog, because you want to be able to, you know, talk the way you want to talk with your people. I mean, it's got to be a little bit respectful, but I guess it's open game right here on hood stocks, you know what I mean? You know, it's open game right here. Let me see. What else can we, have you traveled or anything like that?
With the work I was telling you guys about, like, Hawaiian Honeycombs, they let me travel to, like, to Miami. They paid for me to go to Miami and stuff to work over there. I went to Seattle. So I'm just starting to travel now. And next week I never used to travel, so I'm going just as many places as I can next week. I think I'm just going to Arizona. I've never been to Arizona before.
Yeah.
So it's cool. Like,
watch out with Arizona. I went to Arizona one night and got arrested. And I ended up 2 years in their prison system.
Oh, man.
But I partied too hard, bro. You know what I mean? I'm a fucking wild animal, dog. You know what I mean? You know, and it's not something you have to worry about, but they don't fuck around. I've never been scared in my life in that courtroom right there. Fucking robots, bro, handing out time like nothing. Yeah. Hey, you're on hood stocks. Talk to us.
Hello?
Yes, you are live. Let's go.
Yes, I wanted to talk on this. I'm marking my grandson's podcast. This is Grandpa.
Hey, what's up, Bunky?
Yep.
Hello?
Just trying to call in and throw in my
Bunky.
My 2 cents.
Throw your 2 cents in. It seems like you got something on your chest you want to say right now, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, why you gotta tell him we're roommates?
No. You gotta tell him we're roommates. It's all good, bro. It's all good, bro. Just stop wearing his clothes. You know what I mean?
And you're not too far from that. I am on the top bunk.
What did he say?
He said he's not too far. I am on the top bunk.
Oh my god, that's fucking hilarious.
I gotta find my old ass up there. The damnedest boy.
Oh man, dog. Hey, you know what? That's classic. You know what? And as funny as it is or it sounds, you know what? That's something that he will always, those memories will always be there, man, of sharing a room with your grandfather. Yeah, I mean, that's not everybody's got that story to share, you know? And one day you'll tell your kids. You ever plan on having kids or anything like that? I mean, it's too far down the line.
Of course, yeah. I mean, yeah, in the future, yeah, you know, I want a family, you know?
Yeah.
Someone like, you know, carry the torch after, you know, I'm done.
Absolutely.
That's like way in the future, like probably in my early 30s or something.
Yes. There you go, baby. There you go. I like that right there. Oh, shit, we got Grandpa still on the line. Fucking Grandpa always leaving Hot Pocket wrappers all over the room. What's up, bro?
Hey, just for the record, man.
Vacuum the room before it gets home, all right? No, go ahead.
Hey, just for the record, we've been bunking for like 15 years.
15 years? Damn, bro. We can't get rid of you. He said, just for the record, dog. If it was up to him, he'd have a water bed in that bitch. Huh?
That's how old he is.
Hey, Grandpa.
All right, I just want to share that, man, and we support him right here 1,000%, man.
Yeah, you better, fool. You live in the same room as him. You got no choice but to support him. And catch a quick 1-2 real quick.
Now I got to support him because I know he can kick my ass. So I
can... Hey, there it is there, baby. There it is there, dog.
You lucky.
That's cold, huh? Fucking when Mijo starts getting that point where he can whoop your ass, dog. That's a hard pill. That's a hard pill to swallow, dog. Like fuck, dog. I don't even want to tell this fool nothing right now. Or he comes in the room and he's in a bad mood, and you're just like, fuck, I better just shut the fuck up right now.
Luke is gonna tap me out.
Shut up, Grandpa, man. Hey, you a good dude, bro. I don't know you, but salute. just you being his celly for 15 years, bro. You know what I mean? That's just tight, dog. Yeah.
More like solitary confinement, man.
Yeah, I know, bro. But you know what? Fuck, dog. Good, dog.
I appreciate you guys putting them on that podcast, man. I'm a subscriber now, so I'll be following you.
Right. Lot, he's pulling that.
Thank you.
Let me in.
Thank you. Hey, brother, thank you for calling in and just keep on being a great... Keep being a great grandfather, man. And we will... From you know what? This when we have someone on like Lucas or any guest, you know what I mean? It's we built this bridge right here. And Lucas will always have... Keys to the casa. He always has a home right here. Anytime he wants to come back on the podcast, Lucas, you come back on, bro. Like, we support you 1,000%.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, big shout out to Lucas, man, right here. So what?
Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right, Pops. See you later. Damn, I couldn't even get rid of him on the phone. Can you imagine having him in your room, dog? This motherfucker would just be lingering around, you know what I mean? What do we have in the, UFC? Well, let's get this phone call. These phone calls are going off, bro. Let's go. Hey, you're on Hoodstocks. Talk to us.
Hey, let's get this guy one-on-one with Playboy Eddie.
Oh, they can't even hear the phone call. Hold on real quick. Hold on real quick, bro. Hold on. My bad. You guys should have told me so you guys can hear these phone calls.
Oh, I've been wondering why we ain't hearing them.
My bad. Hold up.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, hello.
He hung up.
Hello. Oh, he hung up?
Yeah.
My bad, guys. I wish you guys were hearing these phone calls. I took it off because it's making a fucking buzzing sound. We got to fix that. Thought I fixed it, but I didn't. UFC, right? That's where we want to be at.
Yeah. And down the line in the future, of course.
100%. Yeah. The fight journey, man, is a real freaking journey, huh?
Yeah, man, it's crazy. I mean, of course, I just started, but from what you know, I hear from teammates and I watch like my favorite fighters talk about when they first came up. Yeah, it's crazy, you know. It's a lot of ups and downs, you know. You're chasing a dream that you know that's possible and that it's not gonna go the way you want it to go, but you know, you just gotta leave it in God's hands and they'll get you as far as you want to get.
You a religious person?
Yeah, man. I believe in the God. I believe in Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, Christian?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Christian, yes, but I kind of say like I'm not really religious because I feel like religious was a scam built for like you know people to just take your money and stuff and like churches and stuff.
Certain
but
churches.
But I do believe in a higher power, and yeah.
I agree with you on that. Let's get this phone call right here. We'll talk a little bit more. I think that's an interesting conversation to have with you. Hey, you're on Hoodstocks. Talk to us.
Hey, what's up, G?
What up, doggy?
Hey, what's up, my boy? I got a contestant for your interviewer right here, MMA fighter El Chefe on IG. I put in the comments. I'm Armenian Pride 818 right here representing.
Armenian, baby. Let's go. Armenian in the casa.
Let's go. Let's go.
AP, let's go.
Sports MMA as well. I don't know if you heard about El Chefe, Jonathan Winland.
Okay. Turn the volume down in the background so we can figure this shit out real quick. You have a contestant. You know, I don't know. I don't think the contestant is the right word. You have an opponent.
An opponent.
And why should they fight each other? And where would they be fighting at?
He's in Sparta MMA as well.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
He's had a couple fights. He's had non-losses also.
Is he bantamweight as well?
He's pretty lightweight. His IG is EL underscore CH13F_.
Okay, so check it out, bro. Why are you promoting him? Is he a family member of yours?
No, he's just a homeboy, dog. He's a Salvadorian homie. He kicked it with us. We're Armenian. You know what's up. We're Southsiders. And, you know, we represent Hoodstock the fullest, homeboy.
There you go,
Armenian
baby.
Squad, you know what's up.
I know you do, baby. I love my Armenian brothers.
I just got a good homie. He's a solid Hispanic homeboy of ours.
Okay.
And I'm just saying, I got a good match for you guys.
Hey, my Armenian brother, thank you for your support. Thank you for calling in.
And
thank
I'm just telling you, the homeboy, he's Salvadorian. He's just family, my boy.
Okay. Well, I mean, we'll check it out, bro. I mean, I'm not no Don King right here. I can't.
A Cruise Factory, high tolerance.
He has a high tolerance with what?
High tolerance, Kush Factory. My boy's the owner.
Okay, brother.
That's his right hand man.
We're going to check it out, brother. Thank you for calling in. Next phone call, you're on Hoodstocks. Talk to us.
Hey, let's get to the guy with Playboy Eddie.
Come on, bro. You guys, why you guys want to do Playboy Eddie like that, man? Hello. Well, they hung up. Look at these guys on this Playboy Eddie shit. One.
Fuck you, Ducky.
Hung up.
What's the number? I'm about to put it on my Instagram.
And so, you know, I think, and I feel you on the religious, what you're saying. You know, I mean, there's some churches, bro, that are just passionate around that offering basket, and you know, but I think religion is, I would say, it's the core of who I am. Yeah. You know. And there's some motherfuckers that'll be like, it's a white man's this, that, and the other. But if you happen to get yourself locked up and catch a case right now, you're going to be praying to that white
praying
man.
Praying to somebody.
God.
Okay.
You're going to be like, white God, please, I need you.
Please let me out.
I know I've been talking shit.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I know I did wrong.
One more time, just let me out. Please, all I need is one more time.
Jesus, I need you right now. Jesus, where you at? You know, religion is good, bro, and it's good to have that as a part of your core, right? Yeah. Your temple, yes, right? Your body is your temple, and you gotta take care of it with nourishment, exercise, you know, religion, bro, praying, you know, meditation, man. Yeah. That's dope that you do that. I want to start doing that. Yeah, I want to meditate.
Cool. That's cool. It's great. It's great for your mind.
How would you advise me to start my meditation?
I mean,
young dude putting the old dude up on game. You know, putting him up on game. Honestly, I can never stop learning.
Of course, you want to be somewhere quiet where you could focus and, you know, just concentrate on, you know, your meditation. And just, I mean, you could be in a light room, dark room. It doesn't matter, outside. Sometimes I like to go outside and just sit on the ground. I can hear the birds and just feel the wind, you know. And just whatever you want to succeed in your life, just tell yourself that over and over in your head. And just be calm and breathe, like you said. In and out, and yeah, it's pretty much not too hard to meditate. It's pretty simple.
How important is it to not to have a chaotic household or, like, you know, within your family? I mean, is that potentially could distract you from being a great fighter or meditating when you have a bunch of extras on the sides? I mean, do you have to deal with anything like that?
Not really. Not really. My house is not wild. There's not really a lot of people over there. It's just me, my two sisters, my mom, and my grandpa, really.
Yeah.
So it's not a lot. My grandpa goes to work, my sister goes to school, and my mom just goes and does whatever she does. And so sometimes I'm at the house most of the time by myself, so it's calming. But on fight week is a little different. fight week, I leave. I leave for a whole week. I'm gone.
You get somewhere where you don't have to deal with nothing.
Nothing.
And where do you go to? Do you have a fight house to go to?
Yeah, I go to my teammate AJ's house, and he lets me stay over there for a week sometimes, or I'll go to my best friend's house, Dominic. He fought that night, though, and I was telling you about.
Which dude was Dominic?
The one with the, he was like, I can't say his haircut, man, because he trip on his haircut sometimes. But he fought the dude with the braids, like the braids all the way.
Oh, he fought that dude?
Yeah, yeah.
That dude was good, bro.
Yeah.
That dude was good. And that dude with the braids kind of got a couple,
you know,
but I really do believe that some people can say, hey, that fight would have went either way.
Yeah.
But I honestly think that the way the dude you're talking about, he was composed. He handled his business. And I believe that he did win that fight, you know, if there was any other discussion otherwise,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
that dude was good, bro.
Yeah, he was good.
You're talking about the dude with kind of like the short hair.
Yeah, the braids and like, yeah.
He fought the dude with the braids.
Yeah, my dude fought the dude with the braids.
Yeah. He's a good fighter, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was a good fight.
You remember that fight, Rick?
Yeah,
that was a good fight.
It.
That was a good fight. That was a really good fight, dog. Let's get this phone call right here. Hey, you're on Hoodstocks. Talk to Lucas Brown, baby. Oh, shit, go ahead. Go ahead. You lie, baby.
Oh,
they fucking hung up. They hung up. Okay. Hey, you know what, Lucas? This has been dope right here, brother. I'm glad that we were able to just sit down and chop it up a little.
Yeah, man. It's been fun. It's fun. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
No, absolutely, bro. This has been fun. And like I said, you're always welcome, brother. You know what I mean? However we can support you, we will, and we'll figure that out. Right,
yeah,
we'll figure that out.
I'd like
to get my sponsors to back me, to sponsor you, bro. And, you know, we'll make it pop. We'll stay connected, baby. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You know, and all the fights that you have, let us know, bro. And the squad will pull up, you know what I mean, in support of you. Let's get this phone call, the same phone call called right now. Hey, you're on Hoodstocks. Talk to us. These fucking guys, bro. How, you know what? I want you to tell everybody how they can support you, how they can follow you, just everything, bro.
All right, so my Instagram is 562_Lucas with a K, so it's LUKAS. That's about it. I mean, my TikTok's the same thing, but yeah, it's my Instagram. You want to watch me, my previous fights, you know, I have some knockouts, I have some first round finishes, and just dominations like my last one. So if you're interested in fights and exciting fights, because I always put on an exciting fight, I don't ever have a boring fight, and that's what I try to do my best. So yeah, that's how you can find me, 562_Lucas.
There you go right there. Everybody give it for this rising star out of Downey, California, 19-year-old MMA rising star, Lucas Brown, baby. Thank you for coming through, brother, and blessing the platform.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're out of here. Next, we're going to have, we got K-9. K-9's fresh out the county jail, and he's going, you know, hey, free K-9 tells backwards, and it's backwards, baby, you know what I mean?
Shout out to Lucas.
Yeah,
good,
absolutely.
Good podcast, bro.
Good podcast, brother. Thank you so much, dog.
And
we are out of here. Let's go.